The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Welcome to Loveline.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Well, I don't approve of it.
Loveline.
The world's therapy couch since 1984.
Loveline.
Dr. Drew Pinsky. Medical doctor, philosopher, philanthropist, certified addiction specialist, the king of transformational media.
Loveline.
Mike
Catherwood, a former addict, current fitness guru, the ringmaster of a psychosexual addictive personality big top.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Yes. Get on with it.
Yes,
you live. You live.
Do you see him like clearly stating? Can you hold on a second?
I thought that was do it again.
My one finger means say do it again.
Yeah, I thought that was do it again.
Sorry, I'm playing the open off of a different where I you live lives, so I can't do it.
That's where you live lives.
Okay, we'll get to see you live.
Yeah.
So our guest tonight, very excited,
Ross Matthews.
That's right.
I like Ross a lot. And he's going to bring in his podcast partner, Daria. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice young lady. I met her in the parking lot. That's another good thing about this studio is you get a chance to, like,
greet,
commiserate in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know? Can't really do that in the old one because there's pedophile security guards.
And a bunch of nefarious types hanging around.
Yeah, and God... please, far be it from any of the security guards to actually protect us from them.
No, no.
Did I tell you about...
No.
You remember the time where there was a big fist fight and the guy ran?
Yes.
And I was stuck in the car. I had to, like... Because I was worried about Krista and Ann.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one time there was a gunfire in that neighborhood. Remember?
Yeah, I was not man enough to deal with that. I'm not going to
Good news is, you live.
You live.
No? You don't live?
There you go.
There Who's your daddy, bitch? Oh... You live. You live. Yes!
Whenever I hear of someone named, like, Cobain or Daria, you always wonder, like, you know, like any of those, like, super 90s names, and she appears to be that age, you gotta wonder if her parents were, like, huge MTV 1993 fans. You know?
Interesting. We'll have to ask that.
I'll never forget the chick that called us, and her name was Cobain, and she was, like, 18. And I go, your parents big Nirvana fans? Yes. Like, there was no backstory. She wasn't appreciative of it. Just yes.
They happen to be. Yes.
Yes. I don't know if I have the balls to name. We were very close to naming Magnolia Lemmy. I just don't know. If I have the
Thank
balls.
Thank God you didn't. Well, you were pleading for that. There's no way your
no.
wife is close.
My wife likes the name a lot.
I want to hear her side of the story.
And she really likes the name for a guy.
But now as far as our open forum tonight.
Yeah. So last night we did, do you have a problem with your friend's significant others?
Yeah. Stories of a discomfort, previous life with that person, you know something about them, they're just a pain in the ass, whatever it might be. Now.
Do you have problems with your significant other's friends?
No, your friends have a problem with you.
What?
Isn't that it?
No.
Oh, yes. Your significant other's friends. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Your Java Prada over here. Hey, and I need you to do something. As producer of the show, I need you to do some research. What's the 80s song that is the bed for, is the sample from Katy Perry's Dark Horse? You know that? I know that song, but I just can't put my goddamn finger on it.
Okay.
All right.
We're moving along nicely tonight.
1-800-LOVE-191
is the
number. All
these technical issues have everybody preoccupied.
Yeah, well, you know, we couldn't have expected everything to go smoothly.
Right.
Ross Matthews, Straight Talk on Podcast One. Also, he does a great job on the red carpet for E, which is a bigger task than you might think. Do you hear that broad Rashida Jones? She looks like she's been vacationing somewhere. Yeah, I want to know if Ross knows that broad. You look so tan. Have you been in the Bahamas? She's like, I'm black.
Who said that?
There's some ditzy hot blonde that does red carpets. It was pretty sweet. I was very happy. I was in my car listening to that. I was laughing my ass off. And then I also have audio. Maybe we can get Anderson. I'll email it to him. I have the drunkest girl that's ever lived. There's never been a girl drunker than this that survived.
Where the audio? Where from?
My black Korean friend Thomas sent me this link to. She's at a monster truck show,
and somebody just records her.
Yeah, she like does an interview. There's never been someone more drunk. I can't believe she's alive.
Wow.
You remember
how about walking or breathing?
You remember the guy we watched in a liquor store security camera? And he kept trying to get up, just to grab a 12-pack out of the, and he couldn't do it. He was so hammered.
Yes.
And you're like, no, that guy's got brain damage.
Yes.
I said, Drew, they've talked to the guy after. He was just hammered. He couldn't. They had to give him a ride home, the whole deal.
I
you're like, no, that. No, yeah. Brain damage. This girl's drunker than him and talking and standing up.
Wow. Drunker than that guy?
Yeah. It's in her blood. Like, it's in her DNA. Like, she's like LeBron's blood for basketball. That's what she's got for drinking.
All right, I say we just go to phones without knowing where we're going because we clearly aren't going to.
Hey, is it Art of Noise?
Art of Noise.
Is that the 80s band and the Katy Perry?
Well, I don't know. First off, talk in the microphone. Secondly,
I don't have a muff, so I can't tell where it is.
Go.
There it is. Look at that.
The gold. The gold. Go to the gold. Art of Noise might be the artist, but I don't know the song. When I hear it, I'm like, that's it. That's my jam. Hello, person. Hello?
Caller.
We have no phone screener, so I'm just blindly going to
you. We have phone
you.
Screeners. We don't have phone system.
Phone thing. You lose. You don't live. Hello, person?
Hello.
There Hi. You are. What's going
What's
on?
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I love this show. I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
You live.
Yes. I live in Corona.
All right. And you live. Period.
That was one of the funniest answers we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
So what's up?
I wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about, the disliking or liking of friends / significant others.
Well, we're not going to talk about that till the middle of the show.
The open forum.
You can wet our beaks a little bit.
Well, but see, yeah, since we have no access to the phone system, why don't you tell us what you're thinking? Go ahead.
Okay. I don't like one of my friends because when he gets really drunk, he gets physically violent.
Oh, that's a good reason.
He has beat the crap out of my boyfriend, and it absolutely infuriates me. I hate him.
Wait, he continuously beats up your boyfriend?
He has gotten so drunk, he has kicked the crap out of my boyfriend with steel-toe boots on.
Why wasn't he arrested?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Don't you think that would be a good idea next time he gets out of hand?
Well, I wasn't there. My boyfriend and him are friends.
Mm.
That's how you, like, hang in Corona.
Yeah.
Just crush.
Just beat each other up.
Hello, Eric?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Eric.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great.
What's up?
I got a question for you, Dr. Drew. I've never been diagnosed, but I'm pretty sure I have PPP, peripenile papulous.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, how do I go about just letting my girlfriend know without her freaking out and wanting to dump me and thinking I have an STD or...
So know? do you have a sort of a, looks like a sunflower, like a daisy?
Yes.
You have a bunch of them. Well,
your pito is got like little leaves on it.
Pearly penile papules are usually symmetrical and they kind of look like warts, but they're much more symmetrical and sort of really kind of clogged sebaceous glands more than anything. Why don't you go to the dermatologist and maybe they can take care of them for you?
I know. I've read articles where like they do laser removal.
Yeah.
And stuff
yeah.
Like that.
Yes, that's right.
Is it painful? Like,
not really. Well, I mean, it's not. You know, it's not. It's going to be worth it. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of like them because I felt like my girl got stimulated with them.
Yeah, it's like banging your girlfriend with an ear of corn.
No, it's not like having
it
a
is.
French.
It's a ribbed. You have a ribbed
a
penis.
French tickler. They used to call that back in the day.
That's kind of how I took it.
No, I really, how can you be at one time, at once interested in having this and excited about it, at the same time embarrassed to show anybody? How's that work?
Yeah, it's kind of confusing, right?
Yeah, you either want them or you don't want them. Make up your mind here. And if you're proud of it, then be proud of it, and that's fine. But if it's something that, you know, you're uncomfortable with, I can understand that because it can look a little funny.
Should I tell her there should be something that I should just go do on my own to get her removed?
Something you would well. So this. Wait a minute. I thought you said you were.
I want to get it removed. But
hold on. Stop. You said you didn't want to show your girlfriend because it embarrassed you.
Yeah,
now
but
you're
he
saying
can slam it in her in the dark.
Now
and
you're
then
saying
she
your girlfriend
reaps the benefits.
Knows it and likes it. Which is it?
No, I never said that. I never said that she knows.
Okay, then why would you talk to her about having them taken off? Why would you need to ask her if you should take them off? That's what you said. Should I ask her if she's okay with them or if she wants them off?
Well, I'm saying because she's going to find out eventually. Like, I'm not going to have sex with her, I'm pretty sure, but like, while I'm recovering, right? I can't.
I have to stick up for Dr. Drew. You speak in a very confusing fashion, sir.
How can you have sex with her and her not know? How is that possible?
Well, we do use condoms. Like, I've never, like, penetrated her like that raw. It's like,
I don't listen. Come on, come clean. This is bogus. You just don't have your details right.
Well, that's the truth, though.
If it's the truth, then go. You make a decision. You do what you want to do. Take them off. Feel like that's what you want to do. But the situation around her, I'm sorry, is too confusing for me to understand. My feeble mind can't quite get my head around it. I can't understand how you can have sex with her. She know it. She have to be the one you consult whether you do it or not. But she at the same time not know that you have these things. So I don't know. I'm just confused. We move on.
We so move on. He doesn't live.
All right, guys.
All right, buddy.
I need that on our daytime show.
What? That kind of call?
Him.
Well, why don't you go? You should have told him to call in on KBC.
No, I just need that. Like, all our callers are on the daytime show.
They're bright and alert and smart.
Yeah. They have, like, cogent points.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
They're a little scary. They're so smart.
they're efficient in their language.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. Before we get to the break, holy mackerel, have people been up in arms about the Basically Bell being dead?
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you last night. We have to bring it back.
No. You said that. You're wrong.
All right.
I'm telling you that people are upset.
Oh, our phones are back. Yes, and?
That's all.
All right.
People are upset. Sorry.
And I had a huge fight with Nancy.
I'm guaranteeing that people were upset after slavery was abolished.
People were also upset about the huge fight I had with Nancy Grace tonight.
That was great TV.
Yeah. Did you see both, the one on her show and the one on my show? Yeah.
Yep.
And then did you see Stan? You didn't
Doug
see,
Stanhope
Doug
crushing?
Stanhope came on and just... was
trying who to... is this bitch?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Who is talking to me?
What are you qualified to do?
Why are you sharing the phone with me?
Oh, it's good stuff. Everyone needs to see that. I'm sure they're going to repeat it or put it up on HLN.com,
I'm sure,
right?
Yeah, it's on the internet.
This program is brought to you by the new movie Project Almanac in theaters everywhere January 30th. Project Almanac is rated PG-13. Ross Matthews, one of our favorite people in the whole wide world. He is going to stop by here. In fact, I'm looking at him through this glass partition, Dr. Drew. One of the men who hosts Ease live from the red carpet. You probably know him best from his time on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He has a podcast called Straight Talk. See, that's a play on words, Drew. Because he talks gay.
He's not straight?
What? 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. HelloRoss.com, the official website. Ross Matthews joins us straight ahead here on Loveline.
This is Loveline. We're not here to cure anybody, but we can get you pointed in the right direction.
Loveline.
Loveline. We'll be back with more people fixing right after this.
Winter season is upon us. Cold weather is here, and for many of us, that means dry, itchy, so-called winter skin. Now, look, if you have dry, itchy, red skin, it may just be winter skin, but be sure to check with your doctor to make sure it's not a significant dermatological problem or signs of an underlying medical condition. But if it is just that winter skin, instead of using the same old itch products this winter, I want to challenge you to try Tricom. A recent study showed it to be much more effective at reducing itch than the usual 1% hydrocortisone cream, which is over-the-counter and what people might be inclined to use normally. Tricom works on skin irritations like the dry, itchy skin people get during the colder months without the unwanted effects of topical steroids. Tricom is backed by the itch-free guarantee. If it does not stop your itch, you can mail the empty tube back and get a full refund. So if you have winter skin, get a tube of Tricom for your medicine cabinet, your car, your desk at work. You will want it everywhere. It's guaranteed itch relief that is 5 times more effective than hydrocortisone with none of the side effect of steroids. Find the white and blue box in the anti-itch aisle at Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Pharmacy.
Hey, podcast lover. We know you love listening to your favorite shows here at PodcastOne.com.
How do we know? Well, because you're listening right now.
You're goddamn right.
But now it's time for you to tell the world by nominating this show to win the top prize at the 10th Annual People's Podcast Awards.
Just go to PodcastAwards.com before February 2nd and vote for this show, as well as all your favorites from Podcast One.
Yes, sir!
So go to PodcastAwards.com and tell the world about all the amazing shows at PodcastOne.com.
Nice.
Don't get it twisted. The man is in the house tonight.
Yeah.
Ross Matthews joins us tonight on Loveline. You can find his podcast at Podcast One. It's called Straight Talk. And he is also seen on E's live from the red carpet at all the big shows, all the big award shows.
Yeah, we just did the Screen Actors Guild Awards. I was there in the flesh.
Well, maybe Ross needs to describe who he is because no one's able to identify him by his voice. No way.
People are like, is that James Earl Jones?
You got Morgan Freeman. Hi, welcome. Congratulations on the new studio. They're moving my mic around.
Yes.
All around. Thank you so much. That's the way I should do it.
Yes, yes.
So I was talking into the top of the mic it was a,
like
you
penis.
Know.
Like
a, yes. Which you should never do.
Do not fillet the mic, Ross.
Okay, can do. So the podcast, you know, that's what I'm here talking about. We just recorded this week's episode. It is, you can go on iTunes, Straight Talk with Ross, straighttalkwithross.com. It's like Dr. Laura, but higher pitched.
Yeah.
It's advice and LOLs from the gay best friend you wish you had, know you need. I give it to you straight.
Yeah, I oftentimes turn to my friend Micah. He is very, very gay. And,
do I know Micah?
You probably know Micah.
I know like 8 gay Micahs, so I feel like I do.
That's the Jewy gay name. It is the like that's
Micah's
the go-to.
Not Jewy though, is he?
I think it is,
but he's not. Doesn't seem that way though.
Oh, he might not be, but like the name Micah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Is,
I just don't. That's
straight Old Testament.
It's a I don't know if it's Old Testament, but it's a little gay in a great way. That's a compliment coming from me.
Well,
by
Micah's
the way,
one of the gayest men in America.
Oh, yeah.
Gayer than me?
In an aggressive way. Like, you're gay, like in the boisterous, fabulous way.
How dare you? You don't know me, Dr. Drew. You may be a doctor, but you don't know me. I'll tell you this. I'm like a Care Bear gay.
Before, yeah. It's awesome.
Well, no, because oftentimes, even on this show, Drew, we've often said, like, man, we need gay guys to call in on this.
Sure. I can hook you up.
Like, we always have this question of like, well, how is that layer applied to the homosexual community?
Well,
you know,
please let me be the mouthpiece for the gay community.
Okay.
Right now.
Will be,
all right.
I was looking through my Instagram.
Sure.
Before we came on the air, and it's like nothing but scantily clad women. Mm-hmm. It really is kind of.
Except I know that you like to look at. You
I
last
like
time
penis.
I was here, you showed me a whole collection of penis pictures on your phone.
Oh,
which was
that
shocking!
That collection has expanded.
Has it?
I love penis. I really do. I'm I have no shame in admitting
ones.
It.
Yeah,
I know. I like it from like a. I'm a connoisseur.
Okay.
But I'm looking at my Instagram and it's all like Victoria's Secret model, blah 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 blah. And I was wondering, like, do you have the same thing? But it's just.
No.
Like, it's not, there's no like.
No. I
mesh
follow.
Shirts and...
No, I follow like Jonathan Adler.
Okay.
Okay. And like Sarah Jessica Parker. And like cooking show people. There's no one with their shirt off on my Instagram feed. No. Anyone on my Instagram feed wears a t-shirt in the pool. Do you understand? That's
look
what
Mike,
I like.
Look what Mike sent my wife.
You just showed me a picture of.
He sent it to my wife.
That's a penis.
That's a big one, isn't it?
That's a huge. It's next to a wine bottle, and honestly, I'm not in the mood for wine. If you know what I mean.
Ross wants a sip, but he doesn't want anyone.
I want to uncork something, but it's not the wine. Hi. Anyway,
I know you now.
I am taken. I'm 6 years relationship. We're deeply committed.
You were very happy last time you were here. Yeah,
we are very happy. We're imperfect, but very happy.
Who's perfect?
What couple isn't?
I met him, honey. And then that's the number one question we get. And the straight talk is all about. It can be whatever advice on work or whatever. But everyone has relationships. Issues. So do you find that that's the number one thing you get called for?
Not anymore.
No.
What?
Addiction's the number one.
No, but
so that makes sense.
Yeah, but there's always trauma, interpersonal trauma, and relationship problems around that. Even.
Yeah.
I think that in the last year or so, the addiction calls have taken over as far as the most calls, but. Relationship calls are what sustains Loveline, for sure. For 30 years,
if people are talking about things that are important, then they're talking about, health, sex, relationships, money, kids. That's it. That's what we talk about.
If it's me, add TV to that.
You love TV. What are you watching these days?
Okay, so I had never. What I like to do now is find a show that's acclaimed for like 7 years that I just kind of ignored because I'm a snob, and then go back and rewatch
and binge on it.
Like The Good Wife. I was like, that's for old nanas.
It's a fantastic show.
Turns out I'm King Nana.
Yeah.
So I went back and watched it, and I am so deep into The Good Wife.
The fantastic show. Where are you at so far?
Good. Oh, I'm caught up now.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm caught up, and I'm pissed. Because what am I, really, like a pilgrim? I'm supposed to watch a show once a week? I don't think so, but that's where I am.
Yeah, there's something very disappointing when you get on a show late, and then you can just watch it, binge watch it all day. and you get into the world of Battlestar Galactica or The Good Wife or whatever it is. Well, because everybody
Who do you think you're talking to?
You got to watch Undateable. Mike's wife's on that.
Really? Yeah. I got to watch that?
Yeah, you got to watch. Okay. A lot of hot dudes.
I just watched Transparent.
Oh, yeah.
Good show.
What'd you think?
Great show.
Yeah. Amazing?
I thought it was a little, the end was a little like, huh? Yeah. But to see that kind of family represented, I think it was really cool.
Yeah,
on
totally
Amazon,
agree.
If you get a chance. Yeah.
Completely.
For its first time ever telling that kind of story. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
What do you watch any shows with the idea of like man candy? Or is it totally just for...
I watch, you know, so I'm a huge football fan. I don't know if you know this. Yeah. And I don't even watch football with the idea of man candy.
Really?
I don't know. No. I'm
Did
not really.
Did you play
really
football in high school or anything?
In eighth grade.
Nice.
And then I decided I just would be a cheerleader. I used football to sort of bond with my father and my brother.
Yeah.
And okay, you're going to ready. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
From Washington State.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Right.
So we're a Seahawks fan. And I always say this, I'm not a fair weather fan because A, we don't have fair weather in Seattle. And two,
it's
we've
impossible.
Never been good before. So last year I was there at the NFC Championship game. I was on the sideline rooting them on. I was freaking out this year in Palm Springs. I'm not going to the Super Bowl, and I'll tell you why. I've been to games.
Because it's in Phoenix?
No. I like Phoenix because there's a Chili's on every corner. It's my favorite restaurant.
There's a Good Wife that night.
No, there's not a Good Wife that night. I can DVR.
They've been canceling it the last like 3 weeks
don't
in a row.
Talk to me. What is going on?
Come on. Where's my Good Wife?
I don't know. I think it's so popular they can just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, so I'm not going because I've been to a game, I've watched games at home. I like to pause. I like to piddle. I like to refresh my queso dip.
Yeah, right.
And my vodka soda, which is fine when you're watching a game. Right, yep, Dr. Drew, you're fine as long as it isn't getting you for you.
100%.
I got to say.
Don't drive.
And we'll get to calls immediately. 1-800-LOVE-191.
I want to talk to everybody.
But I got to say.
Go.
There's a real problem here with all professional sports, most notably, in my opinion, football. Because... with HDTV and the broadcasts being excellent now, the play-by-play guys, the color men,
the camera
angles
on wires, they're floating. It feels like
the
drones,
analysts, the
amazing.
Camera angles. They give you such a good product on your TV. You truly do not want to spend the money to go to the stadium.
Let me tell you this. I was at the NFC Championships game last year, Seattle versus San Francisco. They went in the last minutes. And I'm sitting – I got to be in like a special little booth because the Seahawks and I follow each other on Twitter and tweet. And I'm watching the game on the monitor instead of looking at the field because I don't know where the freak the ball is on the field. I can't find it. Where's the yellow line that tells me where the first down is? I don't know. Where's the scrimmage line?
You know, it's also interesting. I was listening to Al Michaels. I think he was on the NPR or something. He was talking about he works with Collinsworth, right?
Yeah.
And he was talking about how Chris Collinsworth.
It's his birthday today, by the way.
Chris Collinsworth, happy birthday.
And
he
says he says his technical guys are so good that are calling the game, the directors and whatnot, and the video playback guys, that Chris will start talking about something he had just seen, and they're so good at anticipating what he's going to say and be interested in, you know, what's the movement of the offensive line and how that tipped off the linebackers and where the defensive players were heading with the wide receivers or the tight end, and that they know exactly what part of the play he's going to be going talking about, where to show them in the video, in what part, what angle, and what motion.
You and Anderson are like that with clips. Like
yeah,
you guys
yeah,
just, yeah, I mean, it's just,
did,
it's
did
uncanny.
You hear one this morning, the beginning, this evening, the beginning of the show.
You do have to be very fast, though, without instant replay, too. You know, it's all instantaneous. It's really impressive what they do.
Hello, Alex.
Oh.
Alex? Did I screw something up?
That's all right. It's not on.
I can tell that because the...
all right. Let's go to Sarah on line 4. Sarah?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Sarah?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I had a question. I'm in a relationship right now. We're dating. It's not official, but I don't know how to get out of it. I mean,
run.
We've been talking. Well, we've been dating on and off for about a year. I went to high school with this guy.
Wait. You live your life how you want to. Do your relationships how you want to do. But a year and a half, and you still haven't made it
official,
like fully committed.
No, it hasn't been a consistent year. It's been like a month here because the thing is I moved away.
Wait, who's not into it, you or he?
I'm sorry, what was
who's
that?
The one that's not into it, you or he?
It's me.
Okay, straight talk, Ross. Come on. Straighten her out. Yes. She wants out of this.
Well, honey, you get one chance. You got to decide what you want to do. If you want out of this, you got to draw that line in the cement, not the sand.
And not only
the
do you have to do it,
the problem is...
Go ahead.
The problem is... there's literally like nothing wrong with him. Like,
aww.
Doesn't matter. Does
let me
not
tell
matter.
You. Let me walk you through something, honey. You go. Say you're going to a store and you're looking for a. Let's just use the pot. The right. There's a lid for every pot. You're walking through. You got a teal pot, and that lavender lid fits on that pot, but it doesn't match, honey. It just doesn't go, and it fits. It's fine. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. There's no crack in it. It's ceramic. It's fine.
Just the wrong pot.
True. It's just
lid.
The wrong
aren't
lid.
You, aren't you often pot. Walking around with a teal pot looking for a
well,
lavender
I'm thinking
lid?
About, I immediately think of teal pots when I think of analogies, but when he says pot and lids. I'm from the 70s. I think about cannabis and how it's sold.
No. But I'm saying just because it fit doesn't mean it matches. You know?
And here's the deal. Yeah. The kindest thing you can do to him and the best thing you can do for him is to be swift and sure. Swift and sure. Right. Be clear. Be succinct. It's not you. It's me. I'm sorry. There's no why. There's no explanation. And just cut it off. Okay? Swift and sure.
Because it's not fair to him to be with someone who doesn't want him either.
Dragging it along is brutal for him. Staying with someone out of pity is no one wants that.
No.
And let him get on with his life.
Yeah.
1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. HelloRoss.com, his official website. Straight Talk is the name of his new podcast. I'm talking about Ross Matthews later tonight during the open forum. We want to know, do you have friction or troubles with your significant other's friends?
Right.
Right? That was the opposite of last night?
Well, we did. Do you have friends with the significant others of your friends?
Your significant other's friends. Any of them causing problems? We need to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Later tonight. Again, Ross Matthews joins us here on Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number.
Did you hear they're clapping for me? They're clapping.
Yeah, they are. Great talk.
Sorry, that number is no longer in service. You'll have to find a new boyfriend.
Loveline's coming back.
Thanks to you for making this promo for the P.O.'d cast with Dennis Miller and Adam Carolla, the number one most downloaded comedy podcast on iTunes this week.
Why does something completely inane like that fascinate us?
I know. Where's the show?
Like, hey, man, we got to do something about that.
We'll keep the faith. It's coming. And when it gets here, it's going to be good.
Duh.
Oh, yeah.
So keep listening to all your favorite shows at podcastone.com because we will tell you the exact moment that the P.O.'d cast with Dennis Miller and Adam Carolla goes live.
Well, the people have spoken.
Well, maybe not the moment, but the day, but we'll tell you when it's ready.
Shut up and go to work.
That's podcastone.com.
Yeah, buddy. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Ross Matthews, our guest this evening, and we are delighted to be joined by his podcast partner from Straight Talk on Podcast One, Miss Daria. Hello, Daria.
Hi, guys.
Daria. Let me tell you. Can I tell you a little backstory on Daria?
I'm scared.
So Daria has a big-time fancy entertainment job. But back in the day, we used to work together at The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. We shared an office.
You did.
And she's been one of my best girlfriends forever. And she's the most ridiculous person I've ever met. And we disagree on everything.
Thanks.
So I thought she'd be the perfect partner for Straight Talk because it's all about giving advice, and I wanted someone who maybe would have a different POV of me, and we kind of fight on air quite a bit. Anyway, yeah. So she's here. She came
and
in, a loving way.
Well, you just decided that you were going to bring her in as a part of your podcast, or you guys came up and cooked this up together?
No, I was going to do it, and then I didn't. I'm like not narcissistic enough to think that like it's just about me. You know, I mean, even though like, hello, I'm pretty perfect
well,
in every way.
Pretty yeah. sweet, yeah.
No, so I wanted to bring someone who would like challenge me a little bit, and she does. It's worked great.
What is it like working with Ross in a creative capacity? Because I know you guys work together in it professionally, but what is it like to kind of maybe battle it out for airtime and stuff?
You know, he's really open to hearing other opinions, and it's exactly why he brought me on. And I just feel like we have fun and we're ourselves, and there's never any retakes, and it's just really real. And you don't get that a lot in today's world. Everything's so produced, you know?
And can I tell you, she wanted to come because she has the biggest boy crush on Dr. Drew ever.
Was not on the table for discussion.
No, we even talked about, like, but now we met them. She's met them both. They said, between the two, we had a whole conversation between the two.
Now I'm really embarrassed, you guys. Like, I did not know this was happening.
Ross is not known for keeping secrets.
And by the way, we're going to talk this out.
We asked our stupid executive producer Ann the same question. She wouldn't answer.
Oh, no.
No, he said, who would you bang? That was your thing. Remember?
What did you want?
And she said, you're both like my brothers.
Oh, my God. Well, you are. Neither one of you is related to Daria.
That's true.
She did rank you, too, and you lost. Dr. Drew was number one.
You were an incredibly handsome man.
Sure.
We talked about it in the parking lot when
we had a whole conversation about it.
But I'm just loyal to Dr. Drew for many years.
He's a lot more appealing in a thorough way.
What do you mean thorough way?
Well, he's smart and he's charismatic and he's a doctor and he's on TV. He's a big time celebrity and I'm not any of those things. And
well, the last one doesn't matter. I think you're just a good person
and very sweet, very
handsome.
And I'm going to stick up for Mike here. I think let me tell you something. It's good. I mean, I'm sorry.
But
it's
to
not
be fair,
if
stuff were to go down, everything's good. Because Ross wants you, and
let me tell you something.
I feel like we're evenly.
And Mike, you've always wanted to be gay.
I'm a bottom, by the way.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Perfect.
If there was a bomb and you have canned food in here, we are good to go.
We have a party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, imagine how quickly we'd impregnate Daria.
Oh my God.
Well, see, Dr. Drew would impregnate Daria, and then we could teach their baby show tunes.
Oh my God. I feel like this is a plan in the works. Let's do it.
That's a world I want to live in.
1-800-LOVE-191.
A radio studio with the two of us
is
spammers. Canned meat.
This worked out better than I thought, you guys. This is good.
Canned meat is what Ross's partner calls it when he puts on a condom.
How dare you? We've been together 6 years. We don't use condoms.
You live. You
don't need birth control. So
no.
Once you know,
so we're
good
to
point.
Go. We're loyal. We're committed. We're happy.
Good
we're
for you.
Go. Thank
well,
you very
and you
much.
Like the Latin dick, right?
I have a Latin lover, Salvador. Thank you very much.
Salvador
is a stylist. He styles me for all the things. You should talk to Salvador one day.
I would love to.
He's hilarious.
I would love
Mike
to.
Mike dresses very nicely, by the way.
He's dressed up.
It's late tonight.
Is this just for today or is this normal?
I am very conscious of my appearance, but I did think to myself, you know what? I better step my game up because Ross is coming.
Oh, dear God. Don't look at what I'm wearing. We were casual.
But I like the varsity jacket. It's nice.
We're casual. We were taping earlier. But the outfit, if I didn't know, I would be... There'd be an eyebrow raised. I would be like, what if I saw you? Now, that's the biggest compliment I can give you, too.
I agree.
You dress like
whenever people say, like, dude, you look gay, I'm always like, that's okay with me. Like,
Just say thank you.
I'm fine looking affluent and well-styled.
Good to go.
It's a compliment, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'll tell you, it's part of why you, before you were married, got so many women, too. Part of it. Because
gay men are better. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No offense, straight guys, but gay guys are better.
No, yeah. I've noticed, and it was purely by the timing. You can't argue this point. I got laid a lot before I got married because I got on TV.
Oh, really? Didn't work for me.
Yeah, it was like a certain level of poon.
Yeah.
And then 2008, and then it was like overwhelming. And so I was like, okay, I get it. This is how the game's played. But I'm okay with that.
Sure. You take what you can get.
Embrace it.
Sure. But you guys are both, you're going to be fine. You're both going to be fine. Just so you know.
Thank you, Ross. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Let's talk to Shannon in Ohio. Hello, Shannon.
Shannon?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Did she drop off? It's
I'm
late
pretty
there.
Sure I did something right.
Yeah. Mm. Put it on hold. Do it again.
It's all right. It's all new. It's all new equipment,
right? There's no arrow. Usually there's an arrow there when
Shannon.
She comes on.
Hello?
There you are, Shannon.
This stuff happens.
Hey now, what's up?
Not too much. I'm a little nervous, and I'm thinking, where should I start off at?
Don't you worry. You're doing great so far. What's up?
Oh, it's so encouraging.
Okay, well, me and the boyfriend have been together for over 4 years, and we're going to be moving in together in the next few months. And
from
Fargo? I just can't get it out. What was that?
Where are you from? You don't sound like you're from Ohio.
I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
I wasn't born in Fort Riley, Kansas.
Kansas. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So you're going to move in 4 years together. You're going to move in soon, but what's the issue?
Well, I just can't get it out of my head that his ex is still somewhat around.
When you say somewhat around, what does that mean?
Well, he met his ex through his sister. His sister still talks to her. And my first time meeting his sister, she was showing me pictures, and she came across a pictures of his ex. Well, she knew the pictures were there.
Okay.
Wait, you guys have been together 4 years? Is that
and
what
you're 29. Come on, you're not 18. She's a human being. It's not like she's riding your boyfriend right now. She just happens to be tangentially involved.
It makes me wonder, Shannon, if there's some other reason you don't feel safe with your boyfriend.
She can stay friends.
Why do you not feel safe with your boyfriend? Forget the girlfriend. Why does he make you feel unsafe?
Well, for one thing, he has this recording in his phone, and I thought it was just a picture, but I was going through his phone. We're on vacation. I was using his phone. I was just looking at it, and it turns out the picture was actually a recording of his mom saying, "Hi, Jamie. Hi, Jamie."
His mom.
His mom. It was a video recording of his mom giving a message to his ex.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you want to know what
Ross,
do you want some straight talk?
Break it down.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Okay, I think I get what Dr. Drew's holding on, or trying to dig at where you're going. But here's the deal. 4 years together, if the fact that his ex-girlfriend is even in the same town or vicinity or their friends on Twitter is an issue to you, a big enough red flag for you not to want to move into this guy with this guy after 4 years, there's other red flags going on that you're just not admitting to yourself. That's what I think, because this seems like a little girl would have an issue with this, not a grown woman.
A teenager, right.
Yes.
And if you want to tell him that, tell him why you feel unsafe and you'd like him to change his behavior or terminate any connection with this woman or have his mom terminate any connection with her, he needs to be able to protect your feelings. He needs to show that your feelings are important to him. And if he can't, then that tells you why you're not feeling safe. He's not willing to prioritize you and your feelings.
Yeah, but also, like, at 29, why are you still friends with your ex and your mom is still friends with your ex? Like, that's kind of weird, no?
Why is he?
He doesn't talk to his ex whatsoever.
Well, then, you know what? Stop it.
Don't worry about it. No, Shannon, relax. You got to relax. You do.
But another thing is, too, we work on rental properties, and his sister moved into one of our rental properties, and she called his ex up and had her come over to the rental property after I told her not to. She went and did it behind my back.
Well, his family are a pain in the ass.
The ex.
Listen, if you can deal with his family being a pain in the ass, stay with him. If you can't, you can't control them.
And stop keeping score. You know, it sounds like you're trying to create a tally against this guy, too, honey. So don't do that.
Ross Matthews is in the house, as if you couldn't tell.
How do we know it's him?
Someone get a doctor and inspect me.
There's two or three consistent Loveline guests that people don't know. We don't really need the intro. One of them is Ross. The other, Steve-O.
Steve-O.
That's Steve-O for sure.
Yeah.
Steven Adler. Because of the stroke mouth.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
People know when it's Steven.
Who else has a crazy laugh? We have somebody with an interesting laugh.
If Menounos would come back.
I was going to say Maria. Maria. I just did a show with Maria. That's my Maria.
She is so hot. Like, she is so blisteringly hot.
Even I kind of, movement.
That laugh is so bad, you almost question it. The laugh is so bad, it's almost like Demi Moore Bush. Like, you're like, I might not hit that because it's so devastating.
Demi Moore Bush.
Have you seen 1983 Demi Moore Bush?
No, but I need to during
you will.
The break.
But
you
will. He's going to show it to you, Ross. Don't worry.
And his podcast partner, Daria, join us tonight on Loveline.
One call is all it takes. 1-800-LOVE-191. 1-800-LOVE-191. Start punching in the numbers now so you're ready when Loveline returns.
Tune in on Real Self-Knowledge.
When you're ready to buy a car, you got to go True Car, because True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and True Car users save an average of $3,221 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. Dr. Drew?
First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, second, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings.
Yes. And third,
it's simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience.
Some features not available in all states with True Car. You can save time, save money, and never, ever overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
That's TrueCar.com.
1-800-LOVE-191 is the number.
Should I show
Ross cereal?
Show me everything. The picture you just texted me is unbelievable.
I know. This one.
What's this one? What's this one?
This one's really gross. It's like, really gross.
Grosser than the one you just texted me?
Oh, that's fun. That's all
Ross,
fun.
He has even.
All right. Come on. I can take anything.
All right.
Are you sure? Okay.
No!
Wait. What is... I don't even know what
that's
you're
the
at.
Most unluckiest charm I've ever seen.
That's, oh my God,
unbelievable.
I know. And that's real. Her name's the Queen of Gape.
There's, oh my God,
a bowl of cereal in a, I don't even want to,
it's like the universe.
I'll never unsee that. You know, he just, during the break, we looked up Demi Moore's
Bush,
and it was like Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah.
And then you show me this. Honey,
I honestly,
oh my
young,
gosh,
young Demi Moore. Yeah, no. Your mic on?
Sound like it.
How do you stay so pure, Drew?
Maybe I'm not.
That's unbelievable.
Demi Moore was like...
Would you text me that, too? Because I have like 18 friends I want to send that to.
Yeah,
that,
it's coming.
I can't.
Oh, I'll just send you a collection.
Please, if you could just... You have my cell now. If you could just keep me up to... What's going on?
Look at this
guy. One's all right. That's not bad.
Your collection of pictures is unbelievable.
I know.
Now, do you... I mean, I'm sure you've examined your obsession with this... Like,
yeah,
because you know,
I
have penises and
I have
spent some time with it.
I used to say I'm barely straight, but I don't think that's true. I think I'm barely like a guy. I think
but
I'm like,
but you've never, there was never an experimental thing or anything like that.
I've like kissed dude. We went over this the other night
see where Ross is going.
Do you understand? No, because no, there's just this
apocalypse.
Deep fascination with it. So I thought, well, why not, you know, just quench that thirst one
time
at least.
I have a very small penis. So I think that it's because it's almost like I'm really fascinated by people like Drew who are so intellectual and like have and their brain can process brain can process things so quickly. Because I'm not like that, and I'm fascinated by it, and I envy it.
Yeah.
So I think because I have a light switch penis that it makes me like really fascinated with like giant phallic stuff. You know?
How itty bitty? Dari and I are. I would consider us both kind of experts on this.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk us through
#curious?
I would say erect. I know it sounds crazy. I haven't really measured, but.
You don't have to say a number if you just want to do like the finger gauge.
I'm trying to think like a. I would say like that.
That's fine.
Totally
that's fine.
Fine.
Trust me, it's
very
fine.
That is
average.
Satisfying.
If that's attached to a good looking, nice person, that is fantastic.
Yes.
And I love to go down, Daria. That's a big. I'm a big fan of the.
That's what counts. Like oftentimes, I prefer that. Like please.
I tried that once in a girl, and it was not my cup of tea.
Well, right?
Yeah.
Like
no.
Girls don't understand what we have to deal with because I always make the claim that. It's insane that women get so upset about BJs because far and away the cleanest part of my body.
Yeah. And at least it's up front. It tells you this is what's happening right here. Not like their flesh jungle that you're supposed to figure out. That's unbelievable.
Most of us respectable ladies do a lot of preparation if we know that is a possibility.
Yeah, but it's still a cavern of moisture, which is always...
A beautiful, lovely moisture filled with pheromones.
Let me tell you the truth.
Tell me.
If I love going down on women, especially my wife, because I love her. I really do.
So
I enjoy the providing oral.
I love
but
that.
But if someone served me a dish in a restaurant that tasted like vagina, I would punch him or her in the face.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't eat cock in a restaurant either. So.
Wait. I think we're on radio, Dari.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe one
allowed?
Of the words we
I
can't say.
I thought that's allowed. I was filtering myself.
That's
I'm
maybe
sorry.
One word we can't say.
It's not? I'm sorry. I was trying to be so respectable. I'm sorry, Mike.
Like she's Downton Abbey. She's trying to be respectable.
I was. I don't know what the proper word is for
it. I don't know if you had to believe that, but it was a doodle-doo.
A doodle.
Right? Okay.
Blank a doodle.
Blank
I would not order a doodle on a menu either.
No, but it's just skin. And like it's just like a finger. I mean, really, a penis is just protruding skin. Whereas a vagina has its own metallic-y, musty deal.
I'm good.
All right.
I've tapped out on that
one.
But
you don't like it and he does. That's the difference.
Sure.
Yeah, but I don't think Ross doesn't like it. It's just he prefers.
No, he doesn't like it.
No, he does. Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
He called it a flesh jungle.
I was there.
He called it a flesh jungle.
Yeah.
Come on now.
It was. It wasn't great. It was in high school. We were watching The Lion King. I thought to myself, Hakuna Matata. Let's give this a go. And didn't work.
Hey, did you follow through and penetrate her
for just a skosh?
Oh wait, I haven't heard this part of the story.
Just a skosh.
Was there completion for Ross Matthews?
Dear God, no. No! No. I went home and watched like Steel Magnolias for the 18th time. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it anymore. But you know what I did, though? I gave it the go. I gave it the try. I committed. And I feel like everyone should. And that brings me back to you with this obsession with penises. Before you were married, I wish you would have just given it a go. Just one time. So then you could say, I checked that box. Now I know the fascination can end.
Well, that's honestly, I'm like a perfect example of why the idea, like I feel so strongly the idea that homosexuality or sexual proclivity in general, you're kind of born that way. Because
yes.
There's no one more open to sexual stuff with guys than me. And I just have zero draw to it.
Like, well, there you go. There's your
I'm
answer.
So overwhelmingly into vagina, for better or worse, yeah. Because it certainly has crippled me in many ways. But
you don't have to have any more explanation than that, because it's not like I can write a book why I'm not into it. Yeah. You know, you just are or you aren't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not, you're not. Don't worry about
it. I was serving my friends a couple years ago. I've told Drew this story, and we've like waxed poetic about it a lot, where I was coming out of the ocean with my friends, and then I was like looking at them, and then we walked back to my house in Venice, and we were like barbecuing and watching the UFC, and I was like, I'm so happy right now. If I could just bang my friends, like,
yeah.
Life would be so good. Like, my life would be so complete if I could just have sex with any of these guys.
Check every box. You would check every box. Yeah. Companionship, fun, sex.
Yeah.
Right?
But you couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't.
You know, I think about that with my girlfriends too. When we go to brunch and we are just,
oh,
you
that's
know,
interesting, right? He has the exact converse thing.
Yes, and we're two and
if
a half.
Only you could have sex with them also.
Yes, we're a bottle of champagne and mimosas, right? And we're just having a wonderful time. Sure, split between three of your favorite.
If you could just enjoy the flesh jungle.
If I could, honestly, if I could just take a vacation to flesh jungle, I would be fabulous. But I can't do it. But they, you know, these women are fabulous. I could spend my whole life with them.
Krista is texting me complaining. Mike.
Yeah, she said it's supposed to be an advice show. Stop talking about yourself. So I told her, hang up.
Oh, there's someone on the line who used to work with you, Krista.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so she needs some advice. Should we get to her? Because yes. I'm talking all about this now. Okay,
hello,
let's get to
Krista.
Oh.
Oh, now she's not available. Yes.
Hold on. We're running over there. Hold on.
Poor Anderson. Seriously, he's been run through the ringer. Hello,
it's a new studio,
Krista. Are you there? Krista?
How do we put on hold this thing?
Sure.
Hello?
There you are.
There
you go.
What's
Hi, Krista. Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Sorry we wasted a whole minute and a half talking about ourselves. Sorry.
It's okay. It was 21 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow.
Krista. I will hang up.
We will hang up.
You know that.
Callers.
B, how long did you work on this program?
4 years.
And did you ever hear us say, thank God you're on a speakerphone?
Oh, I know, but my friend can't. It's for my friend.
Will you get my off phone. The GD speakerphone?
Yeah, well, then have her call.
Okay.
What's
unacceptable?
Okay, is that better?
Yes, 1,000%.
I know. Okay, so I'll keep it quick, and then I'm going to hand the phone over.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you have like 30 seconds now because we got to do the open forum.
Oh, my God, I hate you so much. Okay. My friend yesterday got fired from our work.
Uh-oh.
And then went to get lunch with her on again, off again, like we would say almost boyfriend of a year, went to get lunch with him, and he then decided to just beat it down on her that they should just be friends. So I feel like that's the worst day that someone could possibly have, and I'm trying to tell her that she'll look back at this and just laugh, but it's very hard.
I doubt that'll happen.
Realize one day she'll look back.
It will be for the best. You and I had many conversations.
Okay. Listen, what's her name?
What's her name?
Hi.
All right, you can put me on speaker. Hi there. Sorry you had to go through all this, but
sorry you're friends with Krista.
Yeah, but well, there's that.
She seems a little impatient.
But listen, this is all part of your path, part of your story, and these are things that weren't meant to be in your life. It's not. I mean, Krista and I had many conversations about trying to find your way and what things you ought to do or should do, and things sort of show up in your life that are right. And this is clearly not right, and this guy was clearly not right. I mean, this guy doesn't give an S, and get him out. Kick him to the curb. Don't even consider it as him having broken up with you. He's somebody you shouldn't have had in your life as long as you did. Move ahead. Move on. Trust your instincts. Find things you really want to do and people actually care about you. Keep those people around you now, and you'll meet somebody appropriate soon enough.
Thank you, Krista and Krista's friend. We appreciate it. Hey, I know you guys have to get out of here, but do you want to stick around for one break of the open forum?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Ross Matthews and his podcast partner, Daria, join us. Their podcast is called Straight Talk. It's available everywhere podcasts are available. iTunes, Podcast One, HelloRoss.com, the official website, at HelloRoss on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a call right now for the open forum. We want to know, do you have any problems with your significant other's friends? Right?
That's it.
Yeah.
It's a good question. A lot of people go through this.
Yes. So give us a ring. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. It's Loveline. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Mike.
I pretty much, I never bought anything online in my life until I met my wife.
Oh,
and,
seriously?
Now all I do is go to Amazon.
I buy pretty much everything Amazon. And if you want to support somebody that has an affiliate relationship with Amazon, you go to their website, you click through the Amazon banner, and at zero cost to you, Amazon shares some of the purchase price with the affiliate.
Why are you being so nice about it and saying somebody with an affiliate relationship?
You're right, Mike. I should be more specific. Forget an affiliate, some vague affiliate. Let's go to Podcast One, where you can find the Loveline podcast, the Loveline page. Bookmark that page and just click through on the Amazon banner located at the top of the homepage. You can even use the Amazon banner if you're in Canada or the UK. It makes it easy for all future purchases. Again, it is podcastone.com. Click on the Keep It Free banner to support Amazon and all the wonderful sponsors that make the show possible.
Your opinions and insight.
Mother has old-fashioned ideas.
Well, I don't approve of it.
Here's tonight's open forum.
It is, in fact, the open forum. Go ahead and give us a ring. Ross Matthews joins us here tonight, and his podcast partner, Daria, and her potty mouth.
Hello.
They're both here with
us. Reviewing the seven words, and they almost blurted them out as we came on the air.
The words you're not allowed to say on the air, I was saying as we came on the air. So
hello. Haley, can you hear me?
See,
but wrong? Hold and then pick them up.
Haley?
Again. Uh-oh.
All right. Hold. I shouldn't have to do that. Hello, Haley?
Hi.
Right. Yay!
Anyway, all right, our open forum is problems with your significant other's friends.
Yes.
Like his or her platonic friends.
Trouble.
All right.
What's
get
up?
Get us started, Haley.
Okay. So when I met my ex-boyfriend, he's now my ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
His best friend when I was 21... The first time meeting him, I stuck my hand out to give it a shake, and he was like, oh, no, and he brought me in for a hug, and it was one of those hugs that went on way too long, and one of those ones where he went to rub up against my boobs, so that
like
was very
uncomfortable. Like, with his hand?
No, like with his chest.
Like the Italian?
He is. How did you know that?
Because that's par for the course. You go to any restaurant in Italy, and like by the end of the night, the maitre d's raping your mom. Oh, mi margarita, you are so bella, che bella, you come from America. Let me see you give him a penis. Oh, ma che cazzo vogliate? Amiceto.
Right. So from then on, it
give
was
you gelato.
Nothing but high fives and fist bumps to him.
Yeah.
For then, because I realized that it was his best friend, and it was part of life. And the guy had a girlfriend, but he treated her like crap, so I did not like that. So I tried to befriend the girlfriend because I realized that we were going to be spending a lot of time to one another. And the guy was a shameless flirt. He would flirt with so many girls in front of his girlfriend, and I just felt so bad for her. And he continued to come at me a lot. There's this one time we were all hanging around on the beach on the 4th of July, and we were taking pictures. And he just came right up to me and said, can I grab your boob in this picture?
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? No, I was like, absolutely not. Why would you think you could do that?
And did he answer? Did he? I mean, like, that's a bold question.
Yeah.
Yeah. he's like just the biggest dick.
All right. We agree. Well done, Haley. Thank you.
Just a creepy horn dog. You know, there's just people who are just creepos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any friction with any of Salvador's friends?
No, but when we were first getting together, there was one friend who I was really close with, and he was like, "This person's really judgmental, and I don't like them." And it was like, I was like, "What are you talking about?" And
then he was a friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then Daria, was it Daria?
No, it wasn't Daria.
Hey.
But then there was a moment after some time, I was like, I think he's kind of right, and I'm an acquaintance but not close with this person anymore, and he was absolutely right. I just was so used to it, but it was a really judgy friend, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes another person to come to your life sort of say check. No,
that's true. Sometimes it takes, and also like sometimes your circumstances in life change.
Yeah.
And then you realize you're like, oh, that guy's not really my friend, he's just like my drinking buddy or something.
Yes.
Let's go to Liz. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
Tell us what you want to tell us about the Open Forum.
Cute.
Oh, my God. Well, basically, just pretty much, well, I've been together with my boyfriend for about 6 years now.
Okay.
We live together and everything now is actually getting better, but some of his friends have actually caused a lot of problems in our relationship. Just judging me from what they think they know about me, but they really don't.
Time out. You can't do that.
I can't resist.
Yeah,
I don't care. We all decide on something. And listen to me.
I'm addicted.
We can't all decide on something and then you just break like that.
I'm sorry.
You broke like glass. You're weak in the mind.
I am. It's true.
Was that the basically bell? You're not
basically
doing it?
Yes. Yes.
Well, we decided at the beginning of 2015 we're going to shift to something different because all of us have worn out the basically bell in our head.
In our
daily lives, we hear the word and it's like the bell goes off in our head. I said, so there's all these.
What about the literally bell?
Well, like,
that was one possibility.
The only problem with literally is that some people occasionally use it properly.
Well, we'll just ding it when it's not proper.
No, we decided first time caller, long time listener.
Oh,
because that's so useless. Like, we assume you're a first time caller. What are the chances?
Even just any first time caller.
So. All right, go ahead, Liz. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So, like I was saying, a lot of the times, you know, his friends who were actually trying to get to know me, back when we were dating, you know, they would always pretty much say, oh, so, you know, what are your hours for work? And, you know, I used to work for a clinic. Those hours are never set, you know, and they would always tell me, like, oh, why do you always hang out with guys, you know, versus girls? I'm not the kind of person who hangs out with girls. I feel like girls are very dramatic. Like, they cause nothing but drama.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are guy friends.
And flesh jungle.
Flesh jungle.
And they would pretty much assume, like, every time they would see me, you know, not with my boyfriend, you know, oh, who's this guy? Or, oh, well, this is my friend so-and-so. And they would go back and tell him, like, oh, we just seen your girl with, you know, blah, blah, blah. Are you sure she's being loyal to you? Are you sure she's the one? And it just got to a point where, you know, I was just telling him, like, look, you know where I'm at. You don't need to, you know, believe all these people, all these guys, and you really just need to either choose, you know, you're going to trust me or you're not. But I just can't stand sometimes how people can assume things when they have no idea.
Okay. I hear you.
Thanks for the call. Right.
Thank you. A lot of talking there.
Yeah.
I can't focus because you keep sending me these pictures on my phone.
I send you.
The pictures he's texting me on my phone are.
Oh, you don't think I've never seen him?
The gold.
He will send them to me as I'm going live on HLN. Oh yeah,
God.
On most days.
I just show
my eyes.
And then become pouty if I don't respond with, ha ha.
Is that considered sexting? Would that technically be sexting? Or
kinda.
Is that okay?
If you don't continue.
If anybody. Now, Ross.
Just got a new one.
Here's the deal. If anything ever happens to you and they need to do any sort of investigation, any sort of forensic investigation to you, all that is permanently on your call
record. No, I can delete this,
no,
right?
No, the NSA knows. They know.
It's permanently on the AT&T record.
Yeah, but you know, I'd rather this
person. They're not children in it. So it's like, Ross has some penis pictures. Like, big deal. That's
well,
why.
Now I have a vagina picture you
well,
sent me.
Well, everyone's going to be confused.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at this one I'm sending you right now. That's going to be so good.
This is great.
Hello, Caesar. Hail Caesar.
Huntington Beach, Caesar.
Hi, Caesar.
Caesar.
Extra dressing, Caesar.
Caesar.
Yes.
How's your salad?
What's up?
Hello.
Go
ahead.
Don Anderson, I'm sorry. Yes, right, Caesar. Hey. What can we do for you?
Hey, so I was just calling on the open forum because the girlfriend that I'm with currently has actually hooked up with one of her friends multiple times. with her and her friend, who's a female, with multiple guys. And so just currently with me, it's kind of awkward because obviously the sex is good between us, but as far as everything else goes, it's hard for me to try to get over the fact that they still hang out all the time and they still, you know, will go out and do their own little thing during the day. Or
well, yeah. If you're not down with a fully open relationship, then this is definitely not the girl for you.
Is that what you're saying? Your girlfriend's hooking up with an ex?
I thought it was the friend was the one that was the promiscuous one, no?
Well, I mean, so during the time that they were hooking up, they were completely, promiscuous with, they were just open, essentially, is what it was. But at the time that, I came into the whole situation was after all of that, but they still hang out on a regular basis, and they still, have their mutual friends that they hang out with, and, a lot of times they try to go out and, do their own little girl thing, but, whether it's my own insecurities or whatnot, it's hard sometimes.
I don't know. I mean, I got to cut you some slack. I always come down on dudes when they get jealous and territorial, but if my wife was hanging out with a chick, like her female friend, and they always used to go do threesomes together, and she was still hanging out with that chick, I'd be like, I don't know if that's cool with me.
Yeah, gender doesn't really matter. I mean, hookup is a hookup is a hookup, right. If you're not cool with that, you don't have to explain that.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's like, can you really justify one way or the other?
I mean, don't send that.
You
will never get over it.
Threesomes with other women or whatever, but I mean, regardless of the fact that you're with somebody who you're serious with now at that point, does it make it different because you're serious with it?
I got you.
I'm going to say
I got you.
Sorry, we are so preoccupied by it. We are concerned with your well-being, of course, Caesar.
No,
but
don't inform. We just have to listen. Yeah. We don't have to comment.
I am going to.
Oh, my God!
The filth going back and forth right now.
I told you he will never get over it. That's
filth.
It. He's done.
What
it's
have
over.
You done?
It's over. You've ruined it, Mike.
Oh, my God, I can't.
You ruined Ross.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, do you guys have a shower here? I feel like I need to just...
No! What is this?
I have that effect on people.
This is far worse than I ever imagined what was going through your head.
See, they're wieners. See, but they...
This is what... No, it's gone into new territory you started to send me. Mm-hmm. People, I
told him not to. You heard me.
I don't even know what to do with these.
I feel like you have to keep examining this homosexual phase.
Oh no, it's not even that anymore. Now it's just sick. Like it's
just sick, right?
It's
that's
just
right.
It's just sick.
If anybody out there sees me and I have to delete this from the phone in case someone finds them.
Ross,
but it's still part of your
record. It's always a pleasure when you stop by. I wish you nothing but amazing success with the new podcast.
Thank you so much. The podcast, which you can download as iTunes for free, straighttalkwithross.com. Check it all out. You'll hear much more of this. And we're really fun. I promise. We play games. We give it to you straight, just like you guys do.
Thank you.
Feel like a damaged human, but a better human for what you have shared with me on my text.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They're going to keep coming all night. I'm just letting you know
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Daria, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Daria, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
It was very nice to meet you. And I wish you guys both the best of luck. Honestly, I hope that the podcast is like the next biggest podcast in the relationship and sex world.
Thank you. We're already in the top whatevers of the whatevers, so help us stay there.
Well, that's a great category.
Come join us. Come be with us sometime. It'd be nice to have
you. Hell yeah,
man. That'd be great.
Thank you so much for having us, and thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. We're going to continue with the open forum. Have you ever had friction or problems with your significant other's friends? Call us up and let us know here on Loveline. This program brought to you by the new movie Project Almanac in theaters everywhere January 30th. Project Almanac is rated PG-13.
This is Loveline.
It's a groovy way of relaxing.
Sit tight. Loveline's coming back.
Open forum, and we'd like to know if you've ever had any problems with your significant other's friends. It's very common, and I'm sure we can get a lot of people calling up. So 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Dr. Drew's here, of course. Hello, Ross's Ross. Hello, at Hello Ross on Twitter and Instagram. He is Ross Matthews. He just left. Really nice dude. I really like Ross a lot. Hello, John.
Mm-mm.
Hello, John.
Try it again.
John?
There Hello? You are.
What's hey. Up, John?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Our phones are on top of their game.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. No, it's not you for once.
I was calling because I've been with my girlfriend for about 9 months now. And about 5 months into our relationship, she ended up having like a pool party at her house. And I met a couple of her friends at there. And one of her friends is a male. He was telling me how he's totally in love with this one girl that he's been dating for about 2.5 years. But then later on that night, he ends up hooking up with another girl inside the pool where we're all at. And we're just like me. He's like, oh, you should trust me. I'm really good with females, blah, 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 this, this, and that.
I'm really good with penis? What'd he say?
Females. I'm sorry.
Oh, females. Okay.
And he was like, well, yeah, we've been friends for such a long time, blah, 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 blah. And then he always ends up inviting her to like parties to his house. And then she was like, nah, well, I might go if my boyfriend can go. And he was like, well, if he can't go, can you still come along, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, I really don't trust the guy just because of the simple fact that I've seen him mess around with another chick inside the pool where we were all at after he had told me that he's in love with this one girl and that he wants to marry her and blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Well, I don't understand what blah, 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 blah means, but I heard it 40 times. Yeah. It's just that you don't trust this guy because you've seen how he behaves. Reasonable. So you don't want him around your girlfriend, right? But do you trust her?
I do trust her.
All right. So then it's kind of a non-issue then, right?
Yeah, but sometimes when she gets a little bit too intoxicated, the alcohol does a little bit more of the thinking for her.
Okay. Then you don't trust her.
Not when she's drinking.
Okay. Well, it's a reasonable thing. If you don't trust her and you don't trust him, I could see that'd be tough for you.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Okay, this is my situation. I have my girl. I've been with her for 7 years already. I don't trust her friend. Her friend gets around with different guys all the time. I've already spoken to my girl before, and I told her, you know, that I don't like her friend at all because of what she does. You know, she just gets around. Basically, the way she put it to me, she was her friend for many years, and she's not going to stop being a friend and going out with her and hanging out with her just because I say so.
That's kind of rough, huh?
Yeah.
So she's saying, I don't care how you feel.
Basically, she says that she's my friend.
I'm
yeah.
going to break again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, that's what she's
talking. I still sick, but I'm happy. I'm happy that we got rid of the basically, though. Basically. Basically, basically. I'm happy. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Terrible calls tonight. Thank you, everyone.
Maybe we got the wrong. We didn't get a good open forum going. We didn't get the right topic, maybe.
Well, and then Ross was here, and we were way more interested in talking to him. And
Krista really screwed us up, to
Krista
be fair.
Really did.
Yeah. And then those pictures you were sending, though, you were not interested in talking to him. You were interested in ruining him.
I'm still sending. I sent him the one where the guy wraps the foreskin around an entire cassette tape. 1-800-LOVE-191. We still have time for the open forum, so go ahead and give us a call. If you have a lot of problems, or any problems really, with your friends, your significant other's friends, give us a ring. 1-800-LOVE-191.
I guess the theme we're getting into repeatedly with this significant other is I don't trust them, you know, somehow taking down my girlfriend or boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being a bad influence and making them do bad things. Listen, if you have – I don't like that particular version of this topic, because the reality is if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend who is so easily swayed by a friend, the girlfriend or boyfriend is the person you don't trust, not the friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not about the friend. That's about whom you're involved with. And that I would definitely look into. And I would be more interested in, like, is there some – do you know something about the friend? Has their friend caused splitting or intruding into your relationship in some way? Or do you know something about them that they have you know, maybe they know about you that they, you're afraid they're going to tell their girlfriend, something of that nature. You got a bunch of calls there, Mike. You want to grab one?
All right. Hello, unknown. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa. What's going on?
Okay. So what is going on is that my sister and her now ex-husband, they have been dating for 6 years now altogether.
I think we better put this one on hold because this is not an open forum call, right?
I'm sorry?
There's going to be a question about your your sister and her boyfriend?
Well, it's about her friend.
Her friend,
so
okay. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, so they got married not this past August, but the previous. And so she had started, once they got married, she thought we had a very strict household. And so when she got married, I feel like she kind of saw it as like, oh, I'm free, I'm independent, I can go to bars, I could drink, do this and this and that. And she had a friend, and her friend was pretty much telling her the entire time, like, your husband doesn't let you be free. He doesn't let you be who you want to be. You should just drop him, and just pretty much like giving him a bad name. And so,
did she?
I'm sorry?
Did she?
Well, yeah, she was doing it the whole time, just talking, like saying mean things about him. And so my sister ended up calling a break with her husband and moved in with this friend. And now her friend is pretty much blowing her off. She's not helping pay for the bills, like for the apartment that they currently live in. And she refuses to see that this friend is a bad influence on her.
Well, she's more than a bad influence. She's a terrible person, it sounds like. I mean, she got in between a husband and a wife and manipulated your sister into, you know, really sort of immature, bizarre, you're not the boss of me sort of attitude when she's starting a marriage and a life with someone, and then blows off her. This is a terrible person. This I understand. Yeah, this you may need to bring out the troops on this one.
Right.
And when, you know, do some sort of confrontation with your sister, I think.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's beyond
there's something wrong
reprieve,
with her sister's
you know?
Perception of things. Something's wrong there.
Hello?
I wonder if there's drugs involved. You know, it almost sounds like something really going on.
If it's not, then that's really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Jacob. How's your ladder? Hello, Jacob. Oh, my God. Who should be raped for this?
Maybe you should try doing it from the computer. Like, use the mouse to do it.
What do I press?
The numbers, you know, those little buttons on the side there? Those, yeah.
Yeah. It's working well.
Didn't work?
No. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, holy cow, I made it through. You guys are awesome. I'm listening in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Holy cow.
Nice, Santa Fe.
So one of my fiance's best friends thinks I'm just, like, the meanest human being ever because I, like, stole him from their little, like, flooding around boys time. And used to cause a whole lot of problems between my fiancé and I. And now he's kind of mellowed out a bit, but whenever I'm kind of around, he's just like, oh, well, maybe we won't have these plans or maybe we won't hang out. And then the second I'm, like, at work, he's hitting up my fiancé, like, hey, let's hang out, let's go to the bar, let's do it together.
Oh, boy.
And, it's kind of an awful deal.
Yeah, listen, there's going to be those people. Thank you for the call, Nicole. There's those people all over, and that's why I knew like there should be a bunch of people jamming the phones for this open forum because everyone, no matter how much you love your significant other, they always have friends that are like, they're not your particular type of person, you know? Let's see. Hello, Alex?
Hey, how's it going?
What up?
Hey, so, well, this isn't a current relationship. This is actually my ex now, but, so basically, I started dating this girl. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so basically, I dated this girl, and long story short, this guy was always kind of trying to get, you know, in a relationship with her. I had a crush on her, but, you know, the second I started going out with her, he instantly got jealous. He had some sort of grudge on me in the past from before. I had no grudge against him. And then basically... he just kept bad-mouthing me to her, and one day he
logged into my Facebook and started going through my own my messages and going through in the past, trying to find some dirt on me to like kind of sabotage our relationship. And then I found out at the end that she cheated on me with him. So that kind of messed everything up. So that kind of my two cents on that.
Yeah.
Nasty. Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. I'm very much done with that open forum. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Now we're going to take your calls regarding anything you want. Call us up if you have a problem or a concern. We are here for you, my friends. This is Loveline.
This is Loveline.
Hi there, and get ready. This is Bonnie Fuller, president and editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com, and we have got a brand new podcast coming at you. We've got tons of amazing celebrity news and big star interviews.
This is Chloe Malas, the senior entertainment reporter for Hollywood Life, and I have to tell you, I'm most excited for Bonnie Fuller to mispronounce some of the biggest celebrity names, like Scarlett Johansson, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and then my favorite, Ariana Grundle. Remember those, Bonnie?
Those are Canadian pronunciations.
Download a brand new episode every Thursday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Yeah, buddy. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Go ahead and give us a ring. If you have any questions or concerns, we're here. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Okay, this isn't good. Hello, Russ. That's not going to work. I could tell by the way it went up there.
Yep. There you go.
Hello, Russ.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Russ, 24 years old.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, question. Mm-hmm. So, long-time listener, big fan.
Oh.
Love you guys. Loved Adam Carolla. Love you just as much, Mike. Love
Thank you.
Okay.
You're the man.
So, basically, I'm a former addict, heroin addict, and I've been over a year and a half clean now. And basically, I feel as if I finally have gotten into a relationship, and it's a really good relationship, and I'm basically creating problems for no reason. And I don't know why I'm doing it at all.
So you're sabotaging for some reason.
Sabotage? Sabotage.
Yeah, I'm sabotaging.
I don't know if you've seen any of this, some of the stuff that's been circulating lately on social media, but there have been some articles out that talk about the importance of attachment and intimacy and closeness in sobriety. And that is a pretty much very common, if not universal, quality in people, particularly if you have an opiate history, is to have a real difficulty with closeness. And attachment.
Yeah, it was opiates. That was my drug.
Yeah.
So
if you really can't tolerate closeness, you can't tolerate intimacy without sabotaging or doing any kind of traumatic repetition, you got to get some therapy. You got to work on this.
Yeah, I've tried therapy. I know I need to try it again. I have ADHD like crazy too, so it seems like
don't worry about that. That does nothing to do with it. The fact is you've not tried therapy because you're only a year and a half sober. So you're really you're barely able to tolerate therapy at this stage of the game. So whatever you've done before has not really been something where you'd be able to do the kind of work you need to do now to dig in and do the microsurgical sort of excavation necessary to tolerate attaching again.
Okay. Well, wow. Yeah, that's a very real statement. I don't know. It's crazy.
And you know, you can't beat yourself up over that now,
Mike,
Russ.
You've been sort of through this whole.
Yeah. I mean, when you're in that new to sobriety.
But by the way, congratulations on what you've done. I'm not diminishing
what
you've done at all.
Don't beat yourself
this
up.
This is what I call real sobriety, complete sobriety. When you're,
I'm on Suboxone.
Oh, jeez.
Then you
can't really do the work on Suboxone. It's hard.
Yeah, Suboxone's kind of something I'm trying to get off of right now, but it's being therapeutically done, and I don't know. It's not something I want to be on for the long term. That's for sure.
Well, it's unfortunately designed that way. It's very hard to get off, right, Drew?
Tough. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, Russ, I wish you the best of luck, but it does sound like you're at least keeping tabs on your feelings and emotions, which is, it's half of it in the early part. You know, I wish you the best of luck. Hello, Christian. Christian? Whoop. Hung up on him. That one was my fault. Hello, Vic.
Why are we still hearing the dial tone from the previous one?
Hello, yeah. Vic.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello?
What's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of stuck in like a little bit of a predicament right now where this new girl that I'm talking to has this older brother that's very, like, protective, and, like, he has already found out, like, who I am, who my friends are, like, all that good stuff. Like, he literally, like, knew my old workplace somehow and, like, went and talked to the guys over there. Like, I don't know what to do about it, man.
What's wrong? Where do we live? What do you mean he already found out who I am and where I live? You're dating his sister. So? What's he gonna do? Beat you up?
No, but, like, he's, like, bugging into my life, like trying to find dirt.
Then he's a crazy person, and you need to call the cops.
Yeah, it's
what the hell? What is he, Fonzie, coming to Arnold's place? What is going on?
And what's he?
You're 24 years old.
What's he going to find that you're concerned about?
Nothing. Well, who knows? He might be sensitive to kind of information, like even something small, like I don't know, maybe I don't know, like reputation questions. You know, like what I've been up to for the past like few years.
Like I said, what's he going to find out that he should be concerned about?
Let me think.
It's not a trick question.
No, it doesn't matter. Okay, you're 24 years old, and you're worried about some chick's older brother. This is insanity. If he's really actually, for his own pleasure, stalking you and finding out information about you, and then now is going to come into your life, you call the police. This guy's insane. What is funny?
It's not like he's like trying to hunt me down in that sense.
Just no, but like, why? What is he trying to do? Period. You're an adult dating another adult. There's nothing for him to do.
But why do you care even?
Yeah, this whole thing is baffling.
Because I think like he might like try and like I don't know possibly in the future just it's like one of those people that just can't let go of their sibling, you know, like. Like a mother leaving a son or like a daughter leaving.
Is it that or is he just doing his due diligence?
I think it's due diligence.
All right, so less. Who cares then? Let him do his due diligence and figure out you're a good guy and then that's that.
Unless you're Bill Cosby and you have like tremendous skeletons in your closet,
what are you concerned about?
Oh, man. No, well, you guys have a point.
All right, dude. Relax, brother. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Watch me do this, Anderson. Watch this. Hello, Tammy.
See? It looks like you need to have a heavier push, like you have to hold it for a second.
No.
Yeah.
I've used this thing for years with Kevin and B, the same exact system.
Really?
It seemed to work. That just locks it. Hello, Tammy.
Hello.
Hi. But he brought her up. That's what made it work. He brought her up on his end. Hello, Tammy.
Tammy. Do I hear her way off in the distance?
No, she's gone. I don't have any luck.
Anybody, I really didn't think that I was worthy of anybody, so I...
You're going to have to start all over because Anderson pressed buttons.
Try it again.
Oh, okay. So I was in a marriage for a lot of years, and he ended up leaving me for someone else 9 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How old are you?
And I'm 47.
And so how long were you married prior to... 9 years ago?
Well, I was with him since I was 17.
Ugh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah. So it's like I found a job because I was a stay-at-home mom, housewife, whatever. And my friends would always say, you know, go out and find someone. And I really felt really bad about myself and really didn't want to find anybody else because I didn't think I was worthy of anybody. I didn't take care of myself. I put myself into my work, and that was working for me.
Okay.
So I thought. So my friend set me up with someone, and, you know, it worked out for like 3 months. And I was like, hey, someone likes me, you know. So I started buying cute clothes and just feeling better about myself because I was like, well, maybe someone out there will like me. So I joined a website, a dating website, and I met someone. And he basically told me up front that he just wanted to be friends.
Okay.
This has been going on for a year and a half.
You've been friends for a year and a half? You mean he hasn't been willing to be a girlfriend with you, be a boyfriend?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He, I mean, I don't like to pry into other people's business, and I know that there's something there somewhere. It's
like,
just that,
like a wife?
Well, he's separated. He does have a wife. He's separated, though. He doesn't live with her.
As far as you know.
As far as I know, yes. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, because who am I to say? You know what,
well,
I mean?
What are we going to do about you is a better question, because that's like the more pressing issue. You got to get to the point. As a 47-year-old woman, you have to learn to kind of love and appreciate yourself and feel worthy. I mean, there's a lot of self-limiting feelings, unworthiness, you know, fear, all these things. But if you're still at the point where you feel like you don't deserve a quality relationship and you're just going to be in friends with benefits and other, like, that's what you need to focus on. I mean, you can't hold this guy accountable for being this guy. Maybe he's
right.
Maybe he's with his wife. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's separated. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's a good guy. Maybe
you can't change that.
That's all yet to be seen. What you need to focus on right now is that, Tammy, you're 47 and you still don't feel like you deserve stuff. You know?
And I would bet that it's even a bigger picture sort of issue. The fact that you ran away at 17 and got married. Whatever was going on at home way back then already wasn't good.
Yeah, I mean, I like this guy a lot, and I know that in the beginning that he told me that this is how it's going to be, and I agree to it. I don't know if it's the fact that I'm just clinging to him like he's my support. You know what I mean? Like, should I move on? Should I just keep him? Because
we can't answer that without knowing like the deep intricacies of this relationship. Yeah. But what we can say with certainty, you know, I think Drew will agree with me, is that you need to really work on what's making you feel so confused and what makes you feel like you don't deserve.
And you've got to find something
positive relationship
that's more satisfying, that fills you more meaningfully than this, seems to me. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to break up right now, but ultimately you got to do better.
1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Go ahead and call us up. It's Loveline.
This is Loveline.
Loveline.
The neat way to dispel the problems of the day for a little while.
Don't worry, we'll be back.
Coming to Podcast One this Thursday, The Chive, the podcast.
This is really cool.
If it's funny, it's hot, and it's trending, they're on it.
Yes, sir!
So tell all your friends The Chive's coming to Podcast One. Well, at least the ones who like comedy, sports, and boobs.
America loves what they love.
The Chive, the podcast, coming to Podcast One this Thursday. That's podcastone.com.
So would Anne. A lot of people don't know that. She does that on stage. I'm looking at the band, the Sea Shots. Can I say that? Can I say?
I don't know. Say C, you can say.
The Rum Shots.
Yeah, imagine if you were talking about sex, but it rhymed with the Rum Shots. That's the name of the band. I'm looking at a couple having full naked sex, real sex on stage at their show.
Attractive?
In Norway.
Attractive?
No, no.
Of course not.
No, no. The girl's not bad. I mean, she's not. Like, I would watch them have sex. They're not ugly.
Are they in the band?
No. They just decided to come on stage and have sex.
It was like stage dive or bang.
Yeah. It was one of the two. We may need to start talking.
Safer.
We may need to start talking to the Norwegian lead singer of the Rum Shots. He may need to be
Rum Shot. Yeah, he needs to be a regular.
Recurring guest. Hello, Candace. Candace? Candace?
Yes, hi.
There we are. What's going on?
Okay. So I have a situation kind of going on with me and my boyfriend. It's not anything bad, but he has recently been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder.
Oh, boy.
And, well, we've been together for 3.5 years, and we've dealt with it. But ever since he started taking his medication, I'm not quite sure what he's on, we've had really big issues with him actually coming when we're having sex.
He's unable to, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's
what, right. Okay,
like
well,
that's what the medicines do. Okay.
Is there anything we can do to, like, help with that?
You don't know. How do I know? You haven't told me what medicine he's on, but you need to talk to his doctor, bottom line. But there are things to be done, yes.
Okay. I just feel kind of, like, helpless at this point. I'm like, don't know what else to do. So.
Why is it so confusing? Is having a side effect from medicine? He should talk to his doctor.
Yeah, I've tried telling him to talk to him, but he won't actually go in. So it's kind of been more so like...
Well, whatever you do, don't suddenly change the medicines. Make sure whoever's managing him does it for him. Okay?
Okay, so okay. That's at least.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Hello, Jacob. Hello, Jacob.
Oh, my God. I want to murder everything.
Hello, Jacob.
Hey, how's it going? Sorry about earlier. I called on the open forum.
Yeah, I know, and I hung up on you. So don't. It's all good. That was totally my fault.
How's it going, guys?
Doing good.
So my question was, I've been having problems recently. Like, I'm a good-looking guy. I get girls, but, like, I have ADHD, and I've had it for a really long time, and people see me as a really, like, extroverted person. So, like, I always say things, like, that are too far, and I was on Concerta, like, my whole life, and I was having attention. I just recently switched my medication to, like, Adderall because I felt like a zombie almost, like, on this, and I wanted to know how, like, to go about this without going on, resorting to medications almost because it's, like, killing me. Like, I dread going to get prescription refills and things like that.
Well, great, but you have to get a therapist that has some specialization in treating this, right?
Yes. Okay. I do have a therapist, and I talked to her about it, but she says she recommends me for medication, and I'm 22 years old, and I've been on this medication since second grade, so it's like I don't really – if that makes sense.
Right. So it does make sense. However, did you tell her you absolutely do not want to take medications? You want a therapist that can help with this issue?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, that's what you need to do. You need to get a referral to someone who has expertise in the behavioral management of ADHD. There's a lot of good stuff out there now.
That's a good idea. That's the next step, brother. Hello,
Stephanie. And by
Stephanie.
The way, yes. ADHD does not explain why you blurt out inappropriate things to people. That's something else.
Stephanie?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Am I supposed to tell you where I'm from? I'm from California.
Fantastic.
And I was engaged to somebody who I've been dating since 2009. And starting January of last year, we didn't see each other at all for 5 months, and we barely spoke to each other. He was watching my Facebook page, and whenever I posted that I miss my ex because I gave him a year to explore his sexuality, him and I started dating, not very much, a few times a month. We would see each other romantically.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's it, though? Like, a few times a month you would just bang, and that was the extent? No, I'm serious. Like, that was the extent of your relationship?
Well, we used to actually stay on the phone all night long until we'd go to sleep, and I'd keep my phone on so he knew that I was okay and stuff.
It's kind of cute, but it's a little weird for a 45-year-old woman.
Yeah, well, it's cute, but I didn't want him in my house because he'd been damaging things in my house.
What?
What do you mean?
Like, breaking the window out.
What?
Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, no. Hold on. If he's consistently breaking stuff in your house and you still have any form of relationship with him, that's on you.
I don't let him in my house anymore.
No. You should have never let him in your anything, in your eardrum when you're talking on the phone.
Why do you have any connection with this guy?
He's not a drunk. He's not a drunk 19-year-old.
No. There's people who wanted to date me and him. I didn't date them, but they know each other. And there's his next-door neighbor started rumors about me that's not true. like stupid things, like I'm flirting at Walmart or something with a homeless person that I gave food to, and it's
hang on. How old are you?
I'm 45.
Okay, you're behaving like 14.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Well, I've never been married because the people that I've dated have cheated on me.
Okay, listen.
Stop it. Hey, no, listen to us. Please listen to us. Please listen
to us. This guy, why are you with this guy?
Because he was really sweet and kind. And
yeah, and then he was not, and he became destructive and violent in your house.
Yeah, he got destructive.
Okay, that's who he is. He's a domestic abuser. He is a domestic abuser and a violent person. That's who he is. Why do you
mean,
not with you around? He's got to do it on his own. But it has nothing to do with you. You need to move on, right?
I've been trying to do that. He calls up me every time.
Change your phone number. Change your phone number. Cut it off. This is really a sick situation, it seems like. And not going to end well. Not going to end well at all. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand the severity of this.
You can never get help. You can't accept them and forgive them and help them out.
I think there is a way. There's always redemption. There is, but it's like
after he's had a few years of treatment.
And why? Why are you so invested in a guy that you're just casually banging that breaks your windows?
No, he's not. It wasn't casual. He used to live in my house until he started getting nudes of someone else on his phone.
Okay, you're a domestic abuse and domestic violence survivor. You need to deal with this. You need to get help with this. This does not end well. Please get help. Please.
Hey, and please, Stephanie,
where's
please,
she calling from?
Crescent City.
Where's that?
I don't know.
Is it California? Oh, it's way up north. Yeah.
You got to stop idealizing this guy. Every time I even bring up the fact that you should just get rid yourself of him, you always have some weird excuse. And then you start talking about how sweet he is and then how you found nude pictures of another chick on his phone.
You're terribly addicted to him. Terribly.
I'm frankly, Stephanie, I'm just really worried about your safety. That's
your survival,
all. I just want you to be all right.
Absolutely.
So, you know, just kind of just take a more objective
look at
it.
The more we heard about the story, the more dangerous it sounded.
Thank you to Ross for coming in. Ross Matthews at HelloRoss.com and then his lovely co-host on his new podcast, Straight Talk, Daria. And tomorrow night, someone good.
Harley's the next night, right?
Harley's coming, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Harley's Thursday. So I think tomorrow you and I just rock hard.
That's right.
In this crazy mixed-up world that makes you think that nobody cares. Remember, we do. Be good.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on Loveline are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station.
Loveline.
Loveline is produced by Ann Ingold. Engineered by Anderson Cowan.
End of message.
The end of a perfect evening.
Something tells me the show's over.
This concludes another PodcastOne.com program.